Democrats are converging on Charlotte, North Carolina, in advance of this week's Democratic National Convention. Delegates and party supporters hope this week's festivities will serve as a showcase for Barack Obama's re-election hopes as he heads into the final 2 months of the campaign. As with the Republican convention last week in Tampa, no big surprises are expected. WBUR's Fred Tice spent last week in Tampa and arrived in Charlotte yesterday. He joins us on the line now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Steve.
So, Fred, it's a holiday. Are the Democratic delegates still at the beach, or are they starting to get serious in advance of tomorrow's opening?
Oh, they're very much starting to get serious. They've been coming in all weekend. Last night on the plane from Boston, I had next to me Tito Jackson, Boston City Councilor, with a whole group of Boston delegates, and delegates actually from all around Massachusetts. We know that Governor Deval Patrick is here. He has been doing media appearances defending the president, and he was addressing the Virginia delegates this morning. Tomorrow he holds a conference on the health care system in Massachusetts, along with Jim Roosevelt and other experts. On healthcare in Massachusetts. And the Massachusetts delegation is very much ready to go here. They heard this morning from the chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, John Walsh, and from Auditor Suzanne Bump. We also had State Treasurer Steve Grossman seen working the crowd at the Carolina Fest, which has kind of taken over downtown Charlotte here at the convention.
Mm-hmm. Compare the political atmosphere between Tampa, you were there last week, and Charlotte. What are the differences and what are the similarities?
The similarities are that both parties are very stoked. The delegates are very, very enthusiastic about their candidates and their conventions, but it's playing out in a completely different way. I don't know if it's because of the way the Republicans are or because the way things were set up in Tampa. Downtown Tampa ended up being really dead. The Republicans pretty much stayed to their own parties and were shuttled back and forth to hotels that were all over the Tampa Bay area. And here, it's like the Democrats have just taken over the city. They've invited an annual Labor Day festival into the city. This is the Carolina Fest. It's being held right downtown, and it's basically their way of saying to the people of Charlotte, come on down and check out the Democratic National Convention. So there's a great deal of mixture between the residents of Charlotte and the delegates. You did not see that in Tampa. I think the Tampa residents largely avoided the downtown area where the convention was held.
Mm-hmm. Now, last week in Tampa, the Massachusetts Republican delegation, they were treated like royalty. Nice hotel. The seats down in the front row, all of that presumably because the Republican nominee Mitt Romney is from Massachusetts as well. How's the Massachusetts delegation being treated at the Democratic convention in Charlotte?
Very royally, perhaps not quite as royally, but there are some definite stars here. Of course, Massachusetts is a large Democratic state to begin with. And then you have Deval Patrick, who is going to have a speaking role. Mayor Tom Nino will have a speaking role. Joseph Kennedy III will also have a speaking role. And the big star will be Elizabeth Warren on Wednesday night. She is delivering an address right before former President Bill Clinton. And then Senator John Kerry will discuss foreign policy. So definitely the Massachusetts delegation front and center, but although in a different way here at the Democratic National Convention.
Mm-hmm. What are the Democrats telling you they hope to accomplish this week with their convention in Charlotte?
They seem to want to accomplish connecting with one another, you know, to so that they can work hard for President Obama. So the whole point here is to connect with like-minded people from across the country. They're very excited to get into a lot of politics and basically boost one another's morales. And they also, intend to party it up.
Okay, thank you very much. WBUR's Fred Tice at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, Fred is part of a large team WBUR has assembled in Charlotte this week. Stay with WBUR for comprehensive coverage of the convention, including our shows On Point and Here and Now, broadcasting live from the Convention Center, as well as in-depth reporting on both Morning Edition and All Things Considered. That's all this week on 90.9 WBUR.